The first master of art. The ancient myth goes that a young lady from an ancient city found a kitten so beautiful that she decided to master art. She went to the village known for art creations and asked the wisest person there how to become a master. He said, "You must meditate to answer your own question. When you are ready, come and see me." She patiently invented sight size with little more than a short stick. And upon returning to tell the wise man said that a true artist does not need a stick, and that she should meditate again. So she carefully invented the first proportional divider, and the wise man sent her away saying that complex tools are not required. Upon several days of meditation and a failed experiment when she drew on someone's face, she invented the grid method. And yet again, the wise man of the art village sent her away. She is known to have invented the graphite paper, the viewing frame with a thread arranged in a diamond pattern, later used by Vincent van Gogh. And she created the first light box and followed up with the first primitive camera obscura that centuries later would ignite the start of the Renaissance period. Her inventions led to the creation of the wall projector as it is used in art and even today's reference images tool in Creta. Finally, she walked up to the master, stretched out her hand to show that one only needs the thumb to measure accurately, which is actually where the OK sign comes from. But yet again, the wise man frowned and rejected her answer. And it is in that moment, right at the end of her wits, that she finally understood what she needed to do. She called the wise man out in front of the entire damn village and beat his ass. Oh my God. It sounds a lot worse than I thought. And the moral of the story is that those who stand in the way of genius and art, be it to belittle, to profit, or pretend to be wise, will only be remembered as damn fools.